Civil Heritage Park reopens and Jamaica welcomes inaugural flights from Czech Republic and Russia. We tell you more on this edition of Tourism Roundup. Stay with us. The Civil Heritage Park, located along the north coast, approximately 4 kilometers from St. Anne's Bay, is regarded as one of Jamaica's most significant cultural heritage sites. It includes the archaeological remains of the Taino village of Maima, the 16th century Spanish settlement of Sevilla La Nueva, and the post-1655 British sugar plantation known as New Seville. The Civil Heritage Park is a popular attraction for students, tourists, and local visitors. However, the site was closed in April 2011 to facilitate rehabilitation of the Great House and the installation of a multimedia interactive attraction. After extensive restoration works, the park reopened in December 2012 in time for the start of the winter tourist season. The restoration work was done by the Jamaica National Heritage Trust. The park is now open 7 days per week, with the exception of Christmas Day and Good Friday, and persons are encouraged to book their tours ahead of time. The Ministry of Tourism's effort to secure airlift into the island from new and emerging markets is bearing fruit. On December 28, Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil and other officials welcomed the inaugural flight from the Czech Republic into the island. The 200-seat Boeing 800 aircraft from Prague with 84 visitors on board landed at the Sangsta International Airport in Montego Bay, St. James. It was the first of 12 rotations that will be coming to Jamaica between December 2012 and April 2013, boosting arrivals for the winter tourist season.
This flight is shared with the DR. Really welcome this flight because it means a lot to our marketing efforts and our initiatives and focusing on new business. And passengers were happy. Most of them were coming to Jamaica for the first time.
Deputy Director of Tourism in charge of marketing, Sandra Scott. The passengers will be staying at hotels across the country as a means of spreading the business throughout the tourism landscape. 4 days after the first flight from the Czech Republic, Minister McNeil and his team was again in Montego Bay to welcome the inaugural flight from Russia.
Today is truly a historic day for Jamaica's tourism as we welcome the inaugural Trans-Era Airlines flight. As we usher in a new year, we are witnessing the opening up of a new gateway to a new market for Jamaica, one that will allow thousands of Russian nationals to enjoy a Jamaican vacation.
The airline will be making regular flights to Jamaica until the end of 2013.
Airlift is critical to the survival of the tourism industry of an island state such as Jamaica. The Trans-Era Boeing 777 aircraft, with its full crew and passenger load, has brought together two worlds, two cultures. Today, the world indeed got smaller for some 320 passengers and crew members, and we welcome them warmly to our country. Tourism allows for the exchange of cultures and the sharing of ideas, which creates a unity across borders.
Minister McNeil is optimistic that the Russian market will provide significant returns, as the minimum stay by visitors from that market is 10 nights, twice the average stay of visitors from traditional markets. Passengers of the inaugural flights from Czech Republic and Russia were presented with gifts and souvenirs while enjoying the melodic sounds of a local mento band.
Ripe and green, banana, green and ripe, banana, oh banana, banana, green and ripe.
Let's get together now, let brother.
That's where we leave you on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. I am Camilla Guthrie. Until next time, one love.
One love.
Be Jamaica's new city.
One heart.
Oh,
let's get together.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.